Hi guys, and welcome to the Xbox Cast. This is a XO18 excitement episode because there's all news, and more news. And on that news, it's just Lee and I. Hello, Lee.
Oh, hello.
How's it going?
I feel very newsy.
It is extremely newsy. There's a lot of news that came out of XO18.
News of news.
It was, before we dive into the news, it's interesting to see the difference in, how do you put it, the attitude of people on Twitter.
So explain. What do you mean?
When Xbox posts on Twitter and it's for the US market or for like the English speaking market, you always get those people, Xbox sucks, PS rules, you know, those typical trolls. Mm-hmm. When they posted in Spanish for the Mexican people, Google Translate, I went through a couple of them and they're all super respectful. There's none of them that are trolling. They're all like really just excited to have this thing for them.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
It's a completely different attitude.
And it's a massive market as well.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure there was something else in Brazil last year maybe, a big gaming thing in Brazil as well.
The Brazil Game Show.
Yeah, Brazil Game Show. The one that we were trying to get some sort of translation for, that's right.
Yes.
Yeah,
we kind of just struggled.
Yes.
But yeah, it's just different cultures, I suppose. Yeah, the Mexicans in Mexico seem to be quite happy about Xbox.
It was ridiculous watching the live video.
Yeah.
It was insane. Just cheering and screaming all over it. Just
people
craziness.
Just excited about just games.
Just really excited. Yeah, it was so, very cool.
That's amazing. So it's just Lee and I, and we're diving into all the news from XO18, which took place in Mexico City this past weekend.
Yes.
So, you want to take us away?
Oh, okay. I can do that. So start at the top.
Best place to start is at the beginning and end at the end.
Yes, with some stuff in the middle. So I guess the buying of companies would probably be a good place to start.
Yes, the studios.
The studios, Obsidian and InXile are they purchased.
Obsidian, finally.
Finally,
after all those rumors.
Yes.
This brings up Microsoft up to 13 studios now.
Yes, that's right.
Which is...
And for this, like since E3.
Yeah.
So that's June.
Since June, they just were like, oh, money at studios.
Just buy more. And there's more and more stuff going to Game Pass as well.
Yeah. Like, man, it's amazing.
Some of these games Obsidian done, I had no idea.
Such as?
There's a massive list of them. Oh, well, like Pillars of Eternity, obviously, and Fallout. But then all the Neverwinter games. Neverwinter Nights 2's on the list of games they did.
Oh, I thought BioWare did that, or maybe they helped out.
This is what I'm trying to work out. Because then when you look for an Exile, it kind of crosses over to Bard's Tale, Wastelands, Torment, Tides of Numeria. That's another good game as well. There's loads of games to play.
Oh, I wonder if Torment is going to come onto Game Pass
exactly.
now. Exactly. That's exciting.
Yeah, exactly, yes. Dungeon Siege 3 is on here as well for some reason.
Oh, yes. That was Microsoft Studios and Obsidian, was it? Or in Exile? One of them.
Yes. Star Wars Knight of the Old Republic.
Yes.
Yes.
That's a very good bar, and it's filling a big hole in the RPG market, I think, for Xbox.
Oh, yes. Like the single player market. Yeah,
those
really
deep RPGs.
Yep. Proper. Imagine like a Baldur's Gate or a...
Jeez.
It'll be awesome, yeah. Because they reckon Pillars of Eternity is the natural successor to Baldur's Gate anyway, so yeah. Didn't Pillars of Eternity 2 came out recently, didn't it?
Yeah.
Is that right? Yeah. Like 2 or 3 months ago, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was pretty recent.
Yeah.
Lots of people seem to like it.
Very cool. We'll be interested to see what they do.
Yeah.
And hopefully they'll leave them alone like they have done. I think they will, because that seems to be their remit, is buy and just leave them to worry about money, just go and make stuff.
You don't need to worry about the finances anymore. You just go do what you want to do.
I mean, let us put it on Game Pass.
Yeah, which is awesome.
Yes.
Like, I mean, it's worked out quite well so far for the other studios.
Yeah, Sea of Thieves and State of Decay.
Yeah.
And I guess Forza Horizon 4 as well, as they're saying. That was Take Two. They've been left to do their own thing. And have they actually been acquired or just work really closely with Microsoft Take Two? Is it Take Two that do the name of the company that does the Forza Horizon games?
Playground.
Playground, that's it. I don't know why it's Take Two.
Yeah, Playground has been acquired.
They have been acquired now, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, and the rumours are swirling that Playground Studios is building a second studio for the new Fable.
Oh, yes.
So Fable 4 is going to be done by Playground Games with a completely new studio.
I haven't played any Fable games at all.
Haven't you?
No, I never played them, no. I think they're on Game Pass currently, aren't they?
I think so.
A couple of them, maybe?
Yeah. I've got number 3 if you want to borrow it.
Okay.
It's just wacky, like lots of fun.
It's bizarre, isn't it? Like there's
completely.
There's lots of stuff. I've heard who was playing it a lot, and they said you can kind of sleep with anybody, marry anybody, just muck around.
It really is. I suspend all disbelief when playing it because right. it's a fantasy RPG, but just wacky.
Yes.
Completely humorous. Awesome. It's great.
Okay.
It's fantastic.
Sounds perfect. Yes.
So two more studios adding to a very strong lineup coming into next year.
Yeah, to kill the PlayStation stuff, isn't it? Because PlayStation have got really close ties of a lot of studios.
Yeah.
And I think they're just trying to beat that. Yeah. It'll be interesting to see what they do if any Japanese studios come aboard. There was talk of them trying to get... He was visiting last month or something.
Yeah, Phil was in Japan.
Yeah.
Visiting around. So maybe next year we'll hear some acquisitions of some Japanese.
Or is it just Final Fantasy stuff? Because that leads into the another story, which is the Final Fantasy backwards compatibility.
Ah,
Final
yes.
Fantasy 8. All and three, no, is it 13? Oh, 13, 3.
13 and 13, 2, and then 13, 3.
Yes.
Oh, now back compat.
Lazy numbering.
And Xbox One X enhanced.
Are they actually going to be? I didn't see that. I saw that the other one was the Civilization Revolution, whatever it's called.
Yeah, yeah, no. The Final Fantasies are.
And they've been enhanced.
Enhanced,
well.
And they look amazing. Like, they are running in true 4K.
Awesome. So the guy, the producer, the creator was there being interviewed.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So he was actually there shouting away in Japanese, getting all excited.
Oh.
Yeah. So he's not, what, have you not watched the video at all?
Okay. Not yet.
Yeah. So he was there and he's been interviewed. He had a translator. And he was at the end of the doing selfies with the crowd and all sorts. He was really getting into it. So
that's amazing.
It was very cool. Yeah. Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah. So does that explain so they had those pack of like five games coming out and they were missing a couple?
Yeah, the
so
Final Fantasy games.
So do you think
that's
what they were doing? They were going, okay, we'll give you so many, but then the rest are going to come out backwards compat for the next
maybe
2 or 3 months. And
it's an odd one because people keep saying that the Xbox needs more Japanese studios. But does it? Like one or two extra studios making Xbox games will be fine.
They don't sell any in Japan. That's why they're saying it.
It's very odd.
There is a new RPG coming out, and a Japanese one. It's on beta just. I can't remember the name of it, but it's a manga sort of style RPG that's coming out.
Okay.
Yeah, on beta.
Hmm.
So maybe it's changing. Maybe it is kind of going that way a bit.
Well, maybe. I think it's built for both consoles.
Hmm.
And, you know, you open yourself up to the best market ever.
That's right, exactly, yeah.
So, yeah.
And the best console ever with the X. So next one is mouse and keyboard support.
Ooh.
Is arriving next week, it says.
Yeah.
For Fortnite.
For a bunch of games.
It was about 14 games, wasn't it?
Yeah, 14 games are going to support mouse and keyboard.
Other than Warframe, which was announced previously, Vermintide 2, Warhammer.
Yeah.
DayZ, and the rest I don't know.
And Warface. Warface.
Warface. Yes. And Wargroove, which doesn't sound as fighty.
Yeah.
Sounds more dancey.
Yeah,
like
war
dance
groove.
Offs and stuff.
Yeah, we fight wars by dancing.
Yes.
Unz, 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 unz.
Are you still excited about mouse and keyboard?
Not really. As long as I can separate it. As long as I can be like, I only want to play with the controller people.
The people that are disabled like me.
Yeah.
Yeah. People with slow reflexes. And
yeah.
Have you seen the dedicated keyboard and mouse with dynamic lighting?
From Razer.
From Razer, yes.
It looks really cool.
I bet Paul's got one of them on order. He looks like the sort to get one of those.
Also, interesting news that has just come out today is that Corsair they've done something so that all their keyboards and mouse are compatible with the Xbox. So you can just take your Corsair keyboard and mouses and plug them into the Xbox and they'll work when this comes.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
So it's not only Razer. I think Razer just has the media partnership.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Of, look at us, we're Razer,
we do gaming stuff.
Xbox.
Look at us doing more gaming stuff, yeah. Because Corsair, I thought they just did memory. I didn't know they did keyboards.
Corsair does power supplies and RAM and everything.
Who knew?
SSDs. I think they're even going into monitors and stuff now.
Yeah, they do lots of memory type stuff, as far as I know. Yeah.
But like internals. Monitors and speakers as well.
Really?
Yeah, and cases, computer cases. You know, the big gaming cases that you get that you look and you go, oh, it looks great from far away, but it's just hideous with 27 different lights.
Nice. Oh, that's probably why they're doing shiny, shiny keyboards then. The lights.
Yeah.
Game Pass, which was the biggest news because it's just ridiculous.
So many games.
And of the games I want to play is about most of them, I think, to be honest. Yeah, Hellblade. That one's one that actually picked my attention was Hellblade Senua's Sacrifice.
Yes.
Just because of what Jeremy's been saying about it. He says how awesome it is.
And how creepy. And creepy
and put your headphones on and get freaked out. Yeah. I was like, that sounds awesome. I'll play that. And Ori and the Blind Forest and Ori and the Will of the Wisps, what it was called.
Yeah, Will of the Wisps. Will of the Wisps. Drops day one.
Yeah.
It's going to be awesome.
Awesome. And a little game called PUBG.
Yeah.
I don't know if anyone's playing that game anymore.
Just a couple million.
Couple million still, is there? I don't know who's going to play it because of blobs. I think it's going to cause issues.
Yeah.
Blob 4. But there's a big update for PUBG, which wasn't talked about, but there's been an update for it for Xbox S, X.
Oh, yeah.
Where you can choose performance, graphics, or something. There's three different modes you can play.
Oh,
graphics,
okay.
Yeah, so having a play. Hmm. Maybe that's their excuse for it being rubbish originally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Although it sounds like an excuse.
It does sound like an excuse. Yes. So there's actually 14 games coming out in the next, I think, a month or two, isn't it?
Yeah.
Coming with Game Pass.
I saw a list today, and there is something like 208 games on Game Pass now.
Really? Oh, they have to change it then from 100 plus to...
Yeah, to yeah. 200 plus.
And also Crackdown 3.
On release.
On release.
And
you can preload it.
Yeah.
And I think that's what PUBG was about as well. Because you remember you could get it on Friday last week.
Yeah, for free.
And it must have been like, let's test the preloading for coming out.
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
The Crackdown 3 is really cool because it preloads a 100 meg file. And that's all it does. But
right.
And then when the game goes gold, it's going to download the game in the background.
600 gig.
Yeah, 600 gig. And that way the patches will be slipstreamed in, so you won't end up with a day one patch. So on release day, you can fire it up and there's going to be no day one patch.
Not like Fallout 76.
Yeah. Where when you put the disc in...
It, 50 gig download.
Yeah, it installs, just, what, 200 megs? 286 megs off the disc and 51 gigs downloaded.
Jeez, that's amazing.
The disc just unlocks the download.
That's all it does, yeah. You own it then? Cool.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. It's a license check.
Yes. Oh, you have it. Cool, great.
With Game Pass, Phil Spencer was talking about it, and he says that there are, he didn't give a proper number, but he said that there are millions of people on Game Pass. $10 a month at millions.
Yeah. Yeah. I wonder if they hide that in their Azure, they do the cloud services.
Yeah.
It'll be hidden in there somewhere, won't it?
Yeah, definitely their services.
Because how many Xbox Gold users? 60 million, is it?
57?
Yeah. Okay. So I wonder if as a percentage of those, like 10% would go for it. But good numbers.
And also all the stats are showing that Game Pass members play more games and buy more games.
Yeah, I saw that, yes.
Which is odd.
Yes.
Because to me, I'm using Game Pass to not buy games.
Yes. This year I've brought Destiny 2, Wolfenstein 2, all the Mass Effect games, all the Bioshock games. So maybe.
Yeah. And it's also the stats show that people are playing a lot of games that are outside of what they'll normally play. Like just, it's on Game Pass, give it a bash.
Sea of Thieves. Well, how many people played Sea of Thieves type games?
Yeah.
Go around in a boat and run out
just
to pirates.
Sail.
Sail and get lost and stuff.
Sail away.
This Crackdown stuff's interesting because of Azure services as well.
Yes.
So they reckon the whole thing's going to be on Azure.
Yeah, all the destruction.
All the destruction, the actual
cloud processed.
Yes.
Which is interesting. Apparently, this is why it took so long, was because this was the hardest thing to do.
Right.
They had four different teams from four separate studios who would be working together on this cloud thing.
Oh, like the Azure people and the Crackdown people and the Xbox
from like
people.
And Playground Studios and Rare and the different studios, the gaming studios.
Because Sea of Thieves does a similar thing, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Right.
The weather and the ocean is all on Azure.
Yeah, that's right.
Which
and that works quite well.
That does work quite well.
Yeah.
But this Crackdown 3 was interesting. I definitely think it's their first sort of foray into this whole Project X Cloud.
So I was about to say, do you reckon they delayed it long enough? Because then next year all stuff's going to kick off and it'll be like, Crackdown's coming. Oh, and haven't we happened to be doing this as well?
Yeah.
It'll just kind of link together. And maybe a sneaky little console might come out in the middle of the year as well, just to...
Yeah, definitely.
So look, you can play Crackdown on this little machine here. And
yeah, it's the size of a USB that you just plug into the HDMI on your...
And you're away, yes.
Yeah.
And use your Xbox controller from your big box if you want to.
Yeah.
Yes.
I definitely think Crackdown 3 is the catalyst of the technology.
Then if you added like an Xbox Mini Switch, Xbox Switch device, it wouldn't matter because it's all online. So as long as you've got a Wi-Fi connection of some sort, you'd be able to play.
I mean, they'll be talking about redoing streaming algorithms and things like that. So they're pretty much building their own network stack, like the OSI model. Like I'm pretty sure Microsoft is building their own version of it to make it better.
Yes.
A bit of geekness there.
Yes.
OSI model and other things.
Yes. Talking Game Pass games, Forza 4, little update coming out.
Oh, yeah?
Looks quite cool. It's in Scotland. North, dark, rainy, yeah. Wet Scotland.
Do you think they were like, oh, we've made a fantastic drift simulator. Where can we make it all drift? Where can we go to drift the most?
I wonder what they were going to do, because last time it was like a rally. Oh, no, snow was brought into it. But they've got winter, so you don't need the snow bit brought into it. So, yeah, because everyone was saying it was going to be Hot Wheels. So maybe Hot Wheels is DLC 2. Oh, but yes. I heard Hot Wheels 2 was going to come out for it as a DLC.
Well, that'll be awesome.
Yeah, a souped-up version of that.
Man.
Or could they do something completely different?
Yeah.
I don't know what, though.
Lego, maybe.
Lego, like, yes. Lego Everyone cars. Does Lego. Sarcastic kind of people talking and knocking into Lego pieces that explode. Stuff like that, yeah. Like a Micro Machines game, almost.
It'll be fantastic, though. Like, imagine Lego in that engine, and you go through the wall, and you hear the Lego crunch, crash, yes. And the Lego humor.
Yes, that in, exactly.
It'll
yes.
be amazing.
Yes, yes, yes. Maybe you could build Lego stuff as well while you're there.
Build your own ramps out of Lego.
Yes.
Your car goes dunk, 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 dunk over all the Legos.
Yes. Have you been playing Forza much?
I just got my Xbox back today.
Oh, yes.
So,
no. Sorry, didn't unpack, haven't gone home, have you? So you haven't even had a chance.
I unpacked it this morning when it arrived. Checked the serial number of the old version. Gone, yep, this is a new
it's
model.
The same box. Oh, it's different serial number.
Different serial number.
Oh, I thought you said they refurbed it, but...
It's a refurb, but it's from someone else's refurb. Right, okay. So I think they took mine and they were like, yep, broken, and stripped the next one out.
Yeah, quick.
Really so quick.
7 days.
7 days from sending it off.
Yep. Must have jet lag, surely.
Yeah, that's why it's busy resting at home now.
It's chilling out of his
I'll
news.
Go wake it up in a bit. Be like, time to download. Stretch your legs.
Yes, get the hard disk working. State of Decay 2's got an update coming out called Zed Hunter.
Yeah, this looks awesome.
Bows and arrows. Yeah. Why not? I just thought, why can't they have that at the beginning? It's bizarre.
You think of it now, but in the beginning when you're playing the game, you don't ever stop to think.
I need a bow and arrow.
Yeah.
Yes.
Nowadays, you're like, bow and arrow, that's cool. Destiny's doing it. Rise of the Tomb Raider's doing it.
Yes.
You know? Bows are cool. Bows are cool now.
And Walking Dead as well. Old, I can't remember his name, guy on the bike. He had a crossbow.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. You never watched Walking Dead?
No.
Okay.
So it's like Days of Our Lives with zombies.
It's quite bizarre. There was actually a really good one I just watched, which was, I've missed this year. I can't be bothered this year, to be honest. But I watched last year's one randomly. It was quite good.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh. It's bizarre. Right. It is bizarre. You're right. There's so much nothing.
Yes.
Yes.
There's like episodes where they just yell at each other.
Yeah.
And you go, I don't care about your drama. They're zombies. Get yourself
Kill
together.
Zombies.
Just go. Kill zombies and kill go for zombies. Food and then someone dies and I cry happy.
Sorry.
It's a good episode.
4 million active players, which is quite a decent number.
It's, yeah.
And well this done. Is a free content pack as well. So whoever's got it, it'll get this update.
Fantastic. Which is
nice. Lots of tweaks and messing around.
Man.
I wonder if they're going to fix Jeremy.
I think they're going to fix him by just
turn him off.
Just banning him. Jeremy is no longer allowed in Standard Decay. He breaks everything.
He just broke it.
Either that or he's going to be hired as like a bug hunter.
Yes. Maybe we can make money out of it.
Mm.
Just play Standard Decay all day and break it.
Yeah, and then tell them how you broke it. And they'll be like, we didn't even design the game to do this. How?
Like you redesign the whole game to just break it. Sea of Thieves, another Game Pass game. These are all Game Pass games, aren't they? Sea of Thieves has got an update coming out called The Arena.
Yeah.
Teams compete against each other to collect the most treasure. And there's plenty of sabotage along the way.
Which is kind of like Sea of Thieves at the moment, doesn't
it? Yes, it is really. But there's more I guess it's smaller maybe? I don't know.
Yeah, maybe a smaller map with everyone getting the same map to go to the same place for treasure.
Go to the same treasure, yeah.
Be quite fun.
Don't know. I'm not sure.
If they speed it up a little bit so that it's not such a slog to go through.
And if you had like four teams rather than just two teams.
Yeah.
Because once one team gets in front, you're kind of screwed because every time you rehash, come back again. It's like, yeah. They've already set themselves up in the rate waiting for you.
Yeah.
So there's
a
couple of teams, three or four teams.
Three or four teams, and they've fixed the reloading so that you reload onto your ship instantly rather than reloading and onto their side instead of yours.
Yes. And then Shrouded Spoils is coming out as well as an update.
Yeah.
With fog.
Fog.
That would be good.
This is going to be amazing.
Yes. Because then, currently you turn off your lights, it kind of hides you to a point. But as soon as you're showing fog in it, then you're hiding. That's it, you're done.
Proper hiding. Because then people could be like just sailing right past you.
Yes.
And you could just be all quiet and you could hear their ship.
That'd be awesome.
It'll be amazing.
Yes, creaking of bells dingling and all that. Yeah. It'll be awesome. Yeah, yeah.
And all you need to do is just keep quiet on your ship.
Yep.
Which is going to be not
or fun. Try and sneak over to their ship quietly.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
So you think if you jump in the water, they'll hear you?
No, but you have to use your swing. You swing using the rope.
Oh,
yeah.
Very clever.
Well.
Yeah, the yes. fog will be fantastic. Fog's an awesome option,
yeah. It's probably easier to do fog than all the rest of the weather, isn't it? It's just like a grey thing.
Yeah, it's just a grey thing. Add grain. Grain add plus 10%.
Yes. What about skeleton ships appearing out of the fog as well? That could be quite freaky.
Whoa, that'll be awesome.
Yeah.
I still haven't found any skeleton ships appearing from the ocean.
Really?
Yeah. Maybe I'm looking in the wrong place.
Yes.
Not the ocean.
You have to go on the ocean, not on the land.
Oh, that's my problem.
That's a problem.
I can't get out the pub.
Exactly. So you keep throwing up and...
just drinking and playing music.
Throwing up into a bucket.
And for 4 hours, you just do that. Then you go, that was great.
That was Long awesome. I'm going down the pub.
Yeah. Jump on the ship, go to the next pub on the next island. Huh. That'll be quite fun.
That's what you do now. Crackdown 3, more information. I'll just quickly notice to put a bit about Wrecking Zone. Which is like a multiplayer wrecking zone where you can blow up buildings. They actually show some footage of it.
Yeah.
And you can kind of see a guy running across a bridge. And what the guy did, rather than trying to shoot the guy, you just take out the bridge. And you just see him with some sort of mad machine gun shooting stuff. It was very cool. And there are people playing it as well.
Yeah, and so everyone who's played it says it looks really good and feels really good.
Because they were concerned last E3 that there was just no content or something? Or?
Yeah, I think it was the E3 before last where they had it on the show floor. And everyone who played it just came away with a bitter taste in their mouth going, this just doesn't feel
it's
good.
Finished.
And I think delaying it was the best thing.
So they 2 years could have done. Later almost, it's going to come out.
Well, I mean, it was announced with the Xbox release, wasn't it?
Oh, 2013. Jesus, 14, 6 years.
Just a year after.
Wow.
So it's been a long time coming.
Yeah.
But yeah, the cloud, getting the cloud to work for them.
Was Terry Crews always involved?
I don't think so.
Maybe the game was waiting for him.
Maybe it was like, for him to free up his schedule.
Exactly. Stop doing 9-9 so much.
Can't wait to play Terry Crews and just blow,
just blow
things
up and shout.
Just yell. Terry loves yogurt.
Minecraft. Not Game Pass. Will it be Game Pass though, do you reckon? You've got to put Minecraft there, surely.
I don't know.
91 million monthly players. Which is quite a few.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Considering Xbox has like, 57 million people playing it?
Yeah.
There's always other people playing it. And it's all multi, cross-platform and all that as well.
So it's quite a big number. I think it's second only to Tetris.
Oh, really? There's a new version of a Tetris coming out?
Yeah. So
I don't know. quite bizarre.
But yeah, Cats and Pandas.
Cats and Pandas. Who wouldn't want to play that?
Can you ride the pandas? Or can you grab the cats by the tail and like, do what they do in Monty Python and smack them against the wall?
You need the Monty Python plugin for that.
Oh, $1.50.
Exactly. It
gives you the ability to smack cats
smack
against walls.
Yes.
Wow.
Is that what you do to your cat?
No, she runs too fast.
Okay. Doesn't really like people. I wonder why she runs so fast.
Yeah, she's also watched Monty Python.
Yes. I was actually playing Minecraft this weekend. It was quite good.
Oh, yeah?
I played for ages.
What did you do?
The sea's really scary. I built my house, my actual house I live in. We decided to build it because we had loads of supplies and stuff lying around. I'm like, what can we do? Because I'd kind of made everything. I put fences around everything. We had a farm going on. We had like horses and pigs and sheep and ducks and the whole world. Mining systems underneath, all connected up. Really cool. What can we do? Let's clear an area and build my house. So me and Ruby just sat and built the house.
That's amazing.
And I said, what do you want to play? I thought she'd say Halo. She went, oh, Minecraft. I was like, okay. So Minecraft then, let's do that.
That's brilliant.
Yeah. We had so many supplies. We were just like, let's just go and clear stuff and have a play and use up some of our iron tools we've got. And we threw a diamond at each other just to get an achievement as well.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds quite cool.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yes. And I also built a dispenser.
Oh, yes.
Just for the achievement. Didn't use the dispenser. I got it. I don't know what to do with it now.
What you do with the dispenser is you get a button that you put on the floor.
When you step on it, it opens. It gives you a...
And it shoots. Is that the one that shoots at you or does it just...
No, it gives you food or something.
Yeah, you put food in there. So you stand on it and it just shoots food at you.
Yes.
Yeah, when we played, when we had our realm, we had it so it shot poison fish at you.
Oh, nice.
So you'd stand there and like, just get a poison fish in your hand and you go eat it and then get poisoned. That was fantastic.
That's really good. Amazing. Black Friday deals quickly because we don't get them here. $400 US for an Xbox X.
Yeah.
$100 off. That's quite good.
It's not too bad at all.
Same price as the Pro, it seems.
Yeah. Also, the PlayStation Xbox... sorry, not the PlayStation.
The PlayStation Xbox.
Yeah.
Is that like one that you can play both games in?
Yeah. One day. The Black Friday
specials. I bet you can't cross-play on it, though.
Yeah, no, probably not. For Black Friday, the PlayStation 4 Pro is not being discounted at all. There's no specials with it.
Okay. That's just, why?
Yeah, it seems odd to just ignore it, eh?
Yes.
Maybe it's not doing as well as Sony had hoped.
Well, it's not very good.
Oh, shots fired.
Game Pass is $1 as well until like January, isn't it? It's like,
yeah,
it's for a couple months.
And it's half price if you buy 6 months. So 3 months free, basically.
Is that for everybody?
Like, I think so, yeah.
Oh, I might have to do that then.
Yeah, it'd be good.
Yeah, because I keep paying for it monthly. It hurts.
$10 hurts.
$10 hurts. More Xbox One X stuff because it's awesome. Red Dead Redemption is the best. That's what it says. It just basically is saying about how good Red Dead is on the Xbox X.
Yeah.
And how pretty it is.
And how it's the best place to play.
Best place to play. Battlefield 5 came out.
Oh, yes.
Quite cool looking.
I like the achievement art for it.
Yes, it's very cool. I thought you were saying a particular achievement. I was going through and I can't see one that's bad. They're all kind of really cool looking. And
like, I just went through two or three that popped up on the feed.
Yeah.
And they all just looked really good.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, this is what achievement art should be like.
Yeah.
Just really cool instead of just like an icon with a number.
Yes.
Stupid other games.
Well, see if, no, State of Decay was quite good as well, wasn't it? There's some really cool ones.
They've got really cool comic art.
Yes.
Which is great. Yeah. The Sea of Thieves is awesome because it gives you like cool screenshots.
Yes.
Which is awesome.
My current background has been the Sea of Thieves ones for ages. And it's like it's a skull with a sunrise in the background. It looks awesome.
Was that a screenshot you took?
It was off a game. I was playing it and it came up and I just went, that's awesome. I screenshot it and it's been my background for a long time. Yeah, it's very cool.
Sea of Thieves has been my background on just about everything I've owned at one point. Just screenshots from the game because you turn around and you go, oh, look, water and a sunrise.
Yes.
And a skeleton coming at me or like a skeleton eating a banana with a sun behind him.
Yep.
Take a photo of that.
As long as the sun's there.
Yeah,
it's fine.
The sun and the water, and like everything just looks amazing.
It's very cool. I see that old Matty's playing Battlefield 5 as well. Be interested to see what he thinks of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is it finished? Is the question.
We all know the answer to that. This time next year, maybe?
Yeah, sounds like it. Yeah. Sounds quite bizarre. Void Bastards. A revolutionary new strategy shooter that will test your wits as well as exercise your aim. They talked about this game all the way through. Every time there was like a game's coming out, it was like reviewing all the games coming out. It was always screaming about this game coming out.
Interesting.
Never heard of it.
No, I haven't either. Is it good? Does it look good?
Just don't know. It's a shooter. I think you'll hate the graphics or lack of.
Pixel art.
Pixel art, yeah. Nonsense. But not quite pixel art, but kind of. Oh, yeah. You can almost see from the screenshot there that it's not Destiny 2. Or Battlefield 5.
That looks shell-shaded.
Shell-shaded. Shell-shaded? It's easy for you to say.
It looks cell-shaded. And cartoony. Almost
cartoony,
like Borderlands in space, except less colours.
More purple.
Way more purple.
Yes.
Paul will like it.
Yes.
From the developers of Bioshock and System Shock 2.
Oh, that's interesting. Interesting you say about Bioshock and then go,
So
have you clicked on links and stuff to find out more information?
I'm just busy watching the video that's in the link.
Oh, I see.
Oh,
look, here you go.
It looks quite cool, actually. Huh. And it's coming to the platform as a console launch exclusive.
Games Pass? Game Pass, I think.
I hope so. I will try this out. It looks amazing, actually.
Oh, it's very Borderlands, isn't it?
Yeah, very cel-shaded Borderlands. I wonder how the humor is.
Yes.
Four.
Funny, hopefully.
I hope so. If it's not funny, it's got to be really... It looks funny, though.
Oh, FUD. Yeah.
Yeah, the guy kind of dies and falls over thud. So, I'm impressed, actually.
I believe this. So, I saw a headline from Hundle Bundle. Getting all excited about Xbox stuff. They've never given away Xbox stuff.
Ooh.
And there was talk of them, and everyone was like, maybe they're going to, because they were talking about how the XO18 is coming out. Maybe they're going to give it. They haven't yet, but I wonder if this is Because if you look, it says at the top, from Humble Bundle.
Yeah, it does.
I thought maybe they're giving away stuff or doing decent deals and stuff finally.
Hopefully. It'd be really cool to do like a Humble Bundle Xbox game.
Yes. Thing. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, just get a code.
$5, you get six games or three right. games
six
or something.
Six more games not to play.
Yeah, six games to download and just taunt you with their existence.
Like, you should play me, but no, just play this thing.
How about you play me? No, don't click on Destiny. Oh, too late. He's clicked on Destiny.
Not again.
This is the 400th hour.
Devil May Cry 5. I never played any of these games.
It's very like hack and slashy. So okay. Think of Japanese fighting games where you sort of jump up in the air and you fight, do move,
massive
move,
weapon,
move, move,
big and, yeah, monster. Yeah, okay.
And you just sort of fly about, zooming from one side to the other, just doing all
press
these
XXXA, and it does something that's amazing, and you end up on the other side.
And you
side,
feel really cool, and it just looks impressive.
Yeah. That's this game.
This is Devil May Cry.
They have void mode though.
What is void mode?
It's where you train players in complex combat.
Huh.
Sounds like a practice arena to me.
Yeah, it does.
Right.
One thing I discovered was in Final Fantasy 15, when the game is still busy installing, you can go into the game and it gives you sort of a training mode where it's this massive map and enemies just spawn and it says survive the wave. And like each time you kill enemies, the wave number goes up by one.
Battlefront 2 was doing the same.
Okay.
Were you Vader? Did you never play that? When it loaded up, so you're a Vader and you're running around a space station thing.
Huh.
If things are attacking you, you could just do Vader moves on them.
Wow, that's cool.
Yeah. Well, that's cool. Yeah, and you just survive. You never die because Vader's Vader, but you do kill a lot of rebels.
It's a good way to waste time while the game is still busy installing.
Yes, I spent quite a lot of time in there because it was taking ages to install. I was like, I'm just going to walk around here and kill stuff.
I wonder if there's a way to get back to it.
I don't know, actually.
Because it would be cool.
There was no achievements of being in there, which I thought was a bit sad.
But I mean, it's just an awesome way to spend some time.
Mm.
I just feel like I've got 15 minutes to feel awesome.
Yes.
Let's just play this
I'll
mode.
Just be Vader and kill stuff.
Yeah, I'll just be Lord Vader.
Just be Vader. Shadow of Tomb Raider is getting The Forge next week. And also, I think a couple other... first, there's seven new adventures coming up for it as well.
That's
which
impressive.
Is a lot, isn't it?
Yeah.
I don't know how big these adventures are, but... If they're a couple hours each, it's still a decent amount of content, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I mean, if they're, what, 5-6 hours each?
Mm.
It's still pretty good going.
Yeah. That's a lot of times seven, yeah. That's like hours and stuff.
Yeah, and days almost.
Days.
Dozens of days.
And it comes with a challenge tomb, which is playable in co-op. Yeah. Sounds a bit like a raid or a strike or something, doesn't it?
It does.
Yeah.
If you're playing co-op, are you playing as two Lara Crofts? Or is someone playing like another person?
Bob.
Or your dog?
They're playing as dog.
They're playing as dog meat.
Oh, well, so we played that multiplayer Tomb Raider, didn't we?
Did we?
Yes, no. The isometric one.
Oh, yes.
We played it for like 2 hours and was like, this is really cool. And then that's the last time we ever played it.
Yeah, because it's our 360 game, isn't it?
Yes, that's right. Yeah.
But it's back compact.
It's back to combat, yeah.
We must
I had
give it
installed.
Another batch. What's that? That's the Temple of Osiris, of Light, or of something?
No, Doom, no.
I have no idea.
Temple of Excitement.
The Temple of Tomb Raider.
Temple of Tomb Raider. I think one of us is playing a guy.
Yes. And he throws stuff.
Yes.
And Lara Croft shoots.
Wow, we played that game a long time ago.
Man, we should get back into it. We still need to 100% it.
Yes, that's right. Soon. Tomorrow.
Yes.
Just Cause 4. These guys were interviewed, actually. It was quite a cool interview. And they were saying about how they wanted to do stuff. So they were thinking, if you wanted to do something, you could. That was their kind of thinking.
Oh, that's
so
awesome.
If you
thinking.
Really wanted to hook a jet fighter as it went past and grab hold of it, you can do that. And that's literally what they showed someone doing, grabbing a jet fighter and then jumping in and flying around a bit.
Yeah, so, that's amazing.
Yeah, the destruction's just ridiculous now.
It's... Yeah, we need games like this where it's just
going
stupid and impossible and you just do whatever.
It has to be a real quick load so you can sit there and think, I've got half an hour, I'm going to go and break stuff.
Yeah, I'm going to see how much destruction I can get.
I'm going to get my achievement for knocking down 2 million buildings. I'm going to sit here quietly and just knock down 2 million buildings. Yeah.
Brilliant.
Yeah, I haven't played any yet, actually. None of the Just Cause, but I've heard they're pretty good. They're quite good fun.
I played number 2 on PC and it was really buggy, so I wasn't impressed.
Right.
Also, I had no idea what to do, so that didn't help
me. I don't know. Is there a story?
Oh, it's story in quotes.
Story.
In as much as like, here are you, here is bad person. If you decide to go after them, it's up to you. But otherwise, here's the world.
Right, okay.
Kind of one of those,
I feel like
it?
I played Just Cause 3 for some reason, like on a free weekend or something like that. And I had to go and rescue some people from a big tall building.
Huh.
I just... I. I'm sure I played. I don't know.
It's just the feeling you get.
I have a feeling I played number three for some reason.
Just the feeling
real,
I
real
get.
Real quick play. Yes.
Oh, brilliant.
Kingdom Hearts 3, yes. Winnie the Pooh.
Winnie the Pooh's
Winnie
in
the
it.
Pooh is there. It was quite cute.
This game is growing on me so much. Everything I watch of it is just cute and adorable.
Yes. And you just like you.
Oh, thank you. Oh, I don't know what to do with that compliment.
Oh, don't get it red. It's okay.
Flushing now.
So there's lots of mini games in 100 Acre Wood. That's what they've done. It's a mid-little world for Winnie the Pooh to hang out and do stuff.
Awesome.
Yes.
Yeah.
I still haven't played any of that. I don't really understand what you're doing. Other than running around with some manga-looking guy.
Yeah, Sora. Doing stuff. So it's sort of like Final Fantasy, but set with Disney things. So it's got like the whole combat and stuff.
Okay. Yeah,
And you fight shadows, as far as I understand.
Oh, and then you go into the world of Toy Story or Winnie the Pooh and do stuff inside there.
Because it's infecting the worlds or something, or the universes. And
right,
so you go
the
across.
Multiverse maybe.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
And then Mickey, Donald and Goofy are your dudes that hang out with you.
I don't know if Goofy's going to be much help.
I don't know. I think he's the healer.
I don't know if I trust him, to be honest. I think he'd hurt me more than healing.
Is he just too goofy for you?
He's a little bit lax, I guess is the word. I don't feel like he'd care. Like caring type.
Well, if you die, he dies. So maybe that's why he
maybe.
Cares.
Oh, I see. A bit of a good focus.
It's pretty much the only reason I care that you stay alive in Destiny.
Yeah, that's all right, yeah. Don't die. Stand in the hill. Stand here. Don't die.
You stand here. Come into my circle.
Come here quickly.
Don't die. If you die, I don't have a chance.
Yes. Jump Force. I don't know what Jump Force is.
This is the fighting game with all the different characters. So like Goku and One Punch Man and the dude from...
Oh, you see, I know Goku.
Okay.
Right.
And Naruto?
No.
Do you know Naruto? Okay.
No. I don't know Dragon Ball at all.
A whole bunch. No, this isn't even Dragon Ball. This is just a whole bunch of different animes all together. So like you've got cross animes with all the different fighting animes. So like One Punch Man is his own anime.
So a bit like Tekken, which does like Alien versus Terminator and stuff like that.
Things like that, yeah. Okay. Massive crossover. Looks really cool. And you can... And now they've unlocked the Super Saiyan God mode for like Vegeta and Goku in this game.
Wow.
Which, where their hair goes blue.
Okay.
Because of reasons
so
that
cool.
they have.
Yes. Because why not?
Because why not?
Are we excited?
It's looking like a really cool fighting game.
I like fighting games because you can just button mash and things happen.
And things, and you look cool.
And you look cool. Which just, and the kids like playing fighting games because they button mash and things happen. And sometimes they win. And you have no idea why they won, but they won. They're happy. So
yes,
yeah.
I will watch it, and if it's the Dragon Ball Fighter Z, that's a bit too quick for me. Like games are over in 20 seconds.
Oh wow, really?
They're so quick. Like everything
is
super
quick. Is that because you're not very good?
Yeah, no, I'm not. I'm terrible. But that's beside the point. If this game has a bit more meat to it than just a button mashing fighter,
Well, no. So the problem is, you get against someone who knows what they're doing, and they just go combo kill you.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, okay. That was awesome.
Because every character in these type of games has like a 6-button move combo from 100% to 0% health will kill you and win the game.
Right.
It looks amazing when they do it.
I'm sure. Not if you're receiving it.
No, because you kind of can't even block it.
Right.
But they only get one chance at a game.
Whatever happened to the sumo guy from Street Fighter? You just press X a lot and he does really fast punching.
Yeah, and his hand stretches out to the other side of the map.
Yeah, it's awesome.
And he just sort of washes you down.
And that was my character. Because that's how I could win.
I was always Blanka, the green dude.
Ah,
with
yes.
The orange hair.
The crazy hair.
Because
all
you do is you crouch down and just electrocute. So as soon as the guy starts running towards you, you're like, yeah, crouch down, electrocute. He gets flown back and you just stand there laughing.
I like your style. It sounds very similar to my style.
Of just lazy.
This works.
This works. Let's just do
it. He wasn't very good at jumping the sumo guy, though, surprisingly.
I wonder why.
I don't know why. there's a bit of idea Xbox stuff here. One of them is saying is going to be good as Winter of Arcade promotion coming in December, so there's going to must be a big sale-y type thing coming up for December.
Yes.
There's not much information.
No. Although they did say there's like quite a few games with like $1 billion or something dollars paid out to ID at Xbox developers so far.
Wow, okay.
So there's been a lot of stats about it.
Oh, yeah.
Say that it's a really big thing.
When someone does the games, it's like 10 idea Xbox games and then 2 normal games or 5 normal games. So, yeah, they're definitely pumping the games out.
They are. Yeah.
This is cool. So hashtag give with Xbox is a holiday theme campaign. So what they're doing is giving $1 million to... so, you know, Penny Arcade?
Yep.
So what the Penny Arcade does is a lot of work for charity.
Mm-hmm.
And they're doing the same thing. Basically, Microsoft are working with Penny Arcade to give $1 million to... so they actually talked about it on the Xbox Live, the Inside Xbox thing.
Oh, yeah.
So they build, they'll build like gaming units, gaming console units, and give it to hospitals and schools things like that. So
for those kids that are stuck in the wards.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what the money goes towards. So if you go take a picture of you gaming with somebody go hashtag game, give with Xbox, they'll give $5.
Yeah.
And it's as simple as that.
And up
so
to
just spam them.
Yeah, up to $1 million.
Up to $1 million, yeah.
Which is quite cool.
Yeah, it's really cool. Yeah. That's good. And I know the Penny Arcade stuff, but they've been doing that for years. And they make a massive thing about going to different schools, different organisations, and giving them gaming stuff. And
yeah.
Yeah.
And I mean, just if you're like a sick kid stuck in a ward and you can't go anywhere for a couple of months,
yeah,
having an Xbox there would be
just
like...
Just complete Fallout 4.
Yeah. Like, it's honestly probably something that will help you get better quicker.
Yeah, yeah. Keeps your mind going.
Keeps your mind off of what you're going through.
Yep.
As a stress reliever.
Get your aliens in the face.
Yeah. Just, you know, shoot the person in the face.
Yep.
Feel better. The person in the face. Feel better. Race your car down a hill. Feel better.
Yes, exactly.
I think it's a good thing. And I'm impressed, actually.
Yeah. So we should all hit that. Hashtag give with Xbox.
Hashtag and share a photo to any social media, as far as I understand.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
With the hashtag give with Xbox of what gaming means to you. Or
yeah, no, it literally is take a picture of you gaming with somebody.
Yeah.
That's all you have to do. Yeah. So it's awesome. Being social. Actually hanging out. Although I don't really hang out with people, so that's going to be
fun. Maybe just take a photo of your friends list.
Maybe I could
when you're
Photoshop
all in a party.
Photoshop one of my friends on a picture with me.
Just really badly as well.
Really badly, that's right.
Be fantastic.
Yes. Make sure the colour's completely wrong and all that.
Yeah, the lighting is wrong. The shadows. Yeah. The guy's like sitting on the beach and his sunglasses have a different different view. Yeah, he's just
and
sitting
very small compared to you.
Yeah. Force perspective.
Awesome. The adaptive controller, Xbox adaptive controller, is coming out in 17 new markets or so in 2019, including Mexico, and everyone cheered.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, I didn't realise it was actually a limited release, but yeah, that's quite cool. And one last one, Metro Exodus is coming up with a cool special edition, Spartan edition.
Yeah, the Super Collector's Edition.
Yes. Will the game be any good, though? The reviews are a little bit shaky.
Yeah, I'm secretly hyped for it. Simply because
I love it. I love the look of it.
So good.
It's a beautiful
yes.
looking game.
Oh, man. And the idea behind it, the whole Metro universe,
yes.
the whole idea just tickles my fancy. It's really good.
That's it. That is it in a nutshell, I reckon.
Yeah, that was XO18. There was a lot of news.
I think what we've discovered is they're really pushing Game Pass.
Yes.
That was basically because every single time they stopped for another section, Game Pass advert, then do section. Game Pass advert is just pushing that whole time.
Well, I mean, the future's services, right? So
yeah, well, Cloud X and all that, or xCloud, whatever it's going to be called.
Yeah, Project xCloud.
Project xCloud.
And it's worth it, actually, because some guy today was asking, just on the Xbox subreddit, he was going on about, is Game Pass, you know, will it fit, is it right for me? And the guy was like, technically, it's right for everyone.
Do you play games?
Yeah. Do you play games?
And it's two cups of coffee a month is what it's going to cost you to play games.
And I mean, they've got a $1 or often the 30-day free trials.
Yeah,
that
it's 14 days.
Sometimes they do the month.
Oh, really? Okay.
I've seen that pop up once or twice.
Yep.
And I mean, it's just jump in for a month, look at the games, and
just play Forza.
Try something.
Just play Forza and then have your life disappear for 2 weeks and go, oh no, I'm going to have to go and buy it now. I'll play more Forza.
Yeah, I can buy Forza or I can pay $10 and continue playing Forza.
Exactly.
It makes a lot of sense for us. But yeah, this guy was confused and I was confused that he was confused.
Mm. Is it the monthly subscription that's confusing though?
I don't know.
Because you're paying money. I can't play WoW because I'm paying $20 to play one game.
Yeah.
That seems like a lot of money to me.
But you're paying $10 to play or to have the chance to play 208 games.
Yes.
of those 208, probably 999
or... I play a lot of games, like briefly.
Yeah, you start them up, get an achievement.
Exactly. At least install them.
Where they can judge you while you play Destiny.
That's right, yes. Exactly. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that was all. That's what the takeaway everyone's had is Game Pass.
Yeah.
Game Pass, Game Pass, Game Pass, Game
it's
Pass.
Really good.
Mm.
Yeah, Game Pass fits everyone. So don't be confused. Get Game Pass.
No, get Game Pass. It's a buck. Just do it.
Yeah, it's a dollar. Do it. You'll be happy you did.
Yes. Play Forza too.
Yeah, Forza's amazing. So on that note, did you see the Game Awards have come out, or the list for the potential Game of the Years?
I did not.
Yeah.
Red Dead 2, though, surely.
Red Dead, God of War, Spider-Man.
No, Spider-Man won't win it. Everyone says it's boring.
Yeah.
God of War possibly will. That game came out.
It's between God of War and Red Dead.
I think so, yeah.
Which is... But the interesting thing to me is that Forza Horizon 4, the most highly rated racing game ever,
yep,
and on this generation, is not nominated. And the excuse given is not everyone likes racing games.
Right, not everyone likes cowboys.
Yeah, yeah. So. Yeah, it's like not everyone loves cowboy simulators or, no, you know.
Do you think it's because it's one platform, not multi-platform? No, because God of War is one platform.
Yeah, God of War, Spider-Man.
Rubbish. Yeah, yeah, true.
And Assassin's Creed Odyssey is there.
Okay.
Which is, it's a good game, I'm pretty sure. Like, it's a good Assassin's Creed game, but yeah, Assassin's
it's still
Creed
Assassin's
is,
Creed. It's not that much of a change from the original Assassin's
yeah,
Creed.
Yeah, it's it better.
You still jump on top of the tower and look down and get a map.
And get the eagle cry at you, and then you jump down into hay.
That's right.
From 20 million miles up.
Yes.
Doesn't everyone open a parachute on the way down.
To find this hay.
Which is interesting. I just looked at that and I was like, that's interesting. Mm. And the reason you've given it is not the best either.
Who's doing the games? Who's doing the awards? Who's sponsoring it?
That's a good question.
Game of the Year. Because it could be sponsored by someone really dodgy.
It's the Game Awards. Just look on Twitter for hashtag the Game Awards, I think, and see what you find.
Game Awards nominee, Red Dead. I've got Polygon doing it. There you go. They're always
your favourite. They're very unbiased in all the ways.
It's funny because I get a lot of news out of Polygon. It's quite bizarre. You don't like them so much. The hate.
Well, you just pull out the headlines, don't you?
No, I read the story.
Yeah. And in the story, how much sarcasm is dripping off.
But I'm sarcastic. I don't even see it. It's just my kind of, that's
your
normal.
Default.
Maybe that's why I like them, because they write like I talk.
Yeah.
God of War, Red Dead Redemption 2, Monster Hunter World, which came really quickly and went really quickly. So that's a surprise.
Yeah, that is a surprise. I mean, a lot of people still enjoy it, and it's a cool series.
It's on my Search and Trade Me. I've got a bid on someone about $2 it's got to so far. So no one has bid on it. The cheapest I've seen it is 25 plus postage so far.
Man.
Yeah. But my $20 limit I've got on that one, because it's a newer game. I've got $20 because I go crazy on newer games.
Big spender.
Exactly. Creed Odyssey, Assassin's Creed Odyssey, Celeste.
Yeah, which is this little indie game.
Okay, I don't know. God of War, Spider-Man, Monster Hunter World, and Red Dead 2. Best ongoing game, Destiny 2, Fortnite, No Man's Sky.
Yeah, it's redeemed itself.
The game that died horribly.
It died and it came back like a phoenix.
Overwatch and Rainbow Six. I think Rainbow Six is interesting because people are still playing a lot of that as well.
It's huge.
But Fortnite's going to win.
Yeah, lots of kids.
We should predict. So Game of the Year.
Game of the Year? Red Dead.
Yeah.
Without a doubt, it's Red Dead. There's too many people are losing their lives to Cowboy Simulator 2.0. What?
I know that
I'm not impressed with it. Like, it's a fantastic game, I'm sure, and I will also lose my life to it if I ever play it, but yes. I've just got no interest to start.
I play the first one first.
The first one I've played for about 20 minutes, half an hour.
Yeah.
I was bored.
Yeah. I played it for about 4 or 5 hours and went, I haven't gone back to it. Best ongoing, Destiny 2, Fortnite, and No Man's Sky, Overwatch, or Rainbow Six.
Yeah, probably between Destiny and Fortnite, I think. Maybe Overwatch as well.
Yeah, Overwatch is massive still.
Yeah.
But it's gone quiet, actually. Recently, they've gone quiet this year.
Although it was BlizzCon, they did announce a new character, so maybe it's still alive in people's minds.
Do you think
minds.
That was like, here we are, we're still doing stuff?
Yeah. A lot of people are excited.
Fortnite will win.
Yeah, lots of kids will vote for it.
Best game direction. Prettiest game, I guess that's really. A Way Out. That's really cool, but I don't think it will win. I think it's too small. Detroit Become Human. A Way Out, someone with the two people.
Yeah. And you play co-op.
I really want to play that game because you buy one copy and then the next mate plays it.
Yeah.
I like that idea. God of War, Spider-Man, or Red Dead? Red Dead.
Pretty much.
Red Dead's just beautiful. Best narrative, Detroit Become Human, which I don't play that game. God of War. Life is Strange 2, Episode 1. That'd be hilarious with that one. Spider-Man or Red Dead. Red Dead. Unless you think Life is Strange will win. Best art? Assassin's Creed's a very pretty game. God of War's Octopath Traveler. Octopath Traveler, what is that?
That's on the Switch.
Okay.
It's 2.5D, so it's like pixel art, but you can go backwards, if that makes sense. You're not on a flat 2D plane. Like, your maps have depth.
Okay. Sounds weird. Red Dead or Return of Obra Dinn.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I know. I don't know. See, Assassin's Creed Odyssey could well win that one just purely because of the historicalness of it all.
Yeah.
And it is quite cool looking. But Red Dead.
but Red Dead.
Best music. I don't know about this one. I'm not sure. Red Dead music is supposed to be very good, actually. But then God of War, Octopath Traveler, Ni No Kuni, too. Yep.
Cool.
Spider-Man, God of War, Celeste.
I'm sensing a theme here with these games.
They keep dropping in one random Japanese game and then the rest of them are the same four.
Yeah.
Best audio. It got Forza Horizon 4 in it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
But not everyone likes racing games.
No. Call of Duty Black Ops 4 for best audio.
Maybe the sound of the guns.
I don't know. Screaming as you die. I don't know.
Having your leg hacked
maybe
off.
It's the best audio when you're shouting and screaming at the computer.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe that's what it's. God of War, Spider-Man, or Red Dead. That's so funny.
Can you smell the bias?
I know. It's hilarious. I've got best performance. So this is people playing a person. I've got Detroit Becoming Human. I won't say the people because I don't know who they are. Christopher Judge. Don't know. God of War. Assassin's Creed. Red Dead and Spider-Man.
Huh. Fancy that.
Yes. The voice acting is supposed to be very good on Red Dead, though.
Yeah.
Especially the main guy. He's supposed to be very, very good. Games for impact. We've got a change.
Whoa.
There's no Red Dead in this one. Or Spider-Man. Actually, no, there's a complete 11-11 Memories retold. 11-11 Memories retold. No idea. Celeste, Florence, Life is Strange 2, The Missing, JJ McC... I don't know any of those people. Okay.
You've just lost interest.
I just lost interest in that whole one because I don't know any of the games. So independent game, Celeste must win because it's been on every other list. Dead Cells, Into the Breach, Return of the Obra Dinn, or The Messenger.
I don't know. I've heard Dead Cells. Like, a lot of people are annoyed that Celeste made the list of Game of the Year instead of Dead Cells.
Ah, interesting. Who's voting? That's what I want to know.
Yeah, that's a good question. I think the votes are open tomorrow.
Doesn't say. Best esports? Don't know any of these esports games. C9 Combat win in triple two. It's actual game. Best esport game moments.
Oh.
That's really funny. And esport hosts, I've got it as well. Esport events. Overwatch League Grand, League of Legends, Evo, E-League or the International. That's the actual events. Hmm. Best coach. Team. Wow, there's a whole section of esports. There's seven different sections. That's it. That's the list.
Yeah, it's like the Oscars of games.
Counter-Strike is in best esport game. Huh. That's amazing.
That's the game.
That's how long has that game been out for?
Please just let it go.
Just stop it.
Stop it. Enough's enough already.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, it doesn't say who's voting. Fans can vote for winners through a variety of online platforms. Oh, so it's fans voting.
Yeah, so it's people voting.
Yeah, okay.
So it's under the guise of democracy, but we all know that people are idiots.
This is very true. Yes. Cool. Been playing anything interesting this week?
You're funny, aren't you?
Oh, that's right. Xbox went walkies. Yeah. I forgot. Sorry.
And you?
Destiny 2. I've been getting my Warlock up to level 421 now it is.
That's impressive.
Yeah, yeah. You're running around with my 600 gun, you see. Which is multi-level, so I can just any character can hold him. And as soon as that character's got him, he just picks up stuff in the high level.
Oh, that's awesome.
I've just completed the first lot of DLC for Osiris, Trial of Osiris.
Okay.
Curse of Osiris. And I'm just going through the Warmind one now. I've gone from 285, level 20, to level 31, 421 in about an hour and a half, 2 hours. It's insane. I can just speedrun everything because I've got the 600 gun. It just kills everything.
Just nukes.
Brilliant, yes.
That's amazing.
It's very cool, yes. It's really fun. I like playing the Warlock, actually.
Yeah, he's quite cool.
Play the Storm Summoner guy, so lots of fire.
So the electricity?
Electricity, yeah. Not very good long distance, so I find.
No, you have to get up close.
You have to get up close, which is scary against big monsters.
Yeah, but you get in a mob, it's great because you just electrocute everyone.
Yeah, just clear the room.
It's awesome. Yeah.
It's very cool. And Forza as well, because it was winter.
Oh, yes.
So I did the weekly.
Okay.
Yeah, which took me again half an hour. It was real fast.
Interesting.
Yeah. And I went on a mission yesterday to get some more achievements. I got a couple.
Man. I got a lot of catching up to do.
You have a lot of catching up to do. And Minecraft as well, which was fun.
Minecraft's always fun, though.
Yeah, I do like Minecraft. You just get lost there.
Yeah, you do. And there's so much to do always.
Yes.
Have you gone underwater yet?
No, it's too scary. There's zombies in the water. They come after you during the day, even.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, so be really careful. Although they held really good armor sometimes, the zombies. So it's definitely worth having going after them, but they might kill you.
Yes.
I really want to go and look at the dolphins.
Yeah, we can swim with the dolphins and like breathe underwater and build a house and everything.
Oh, can you breathe underwater?
Yeah, you get a potion for breathing underwater now. Or you get, I think you get a trident that's magical.
That's awesome.
And that you can breathe underwater.
I should take you through my world one day when you come around my house because it's amazing. I've got so much stuff in there.
Yes.
And like different sections. I've got like two or three different mines going on at the same time.
Ooh.
Yeah.
You should stream it when you play.
Yes, I should do. Go for a quick run around. Oh, that's a good idea.
Because it's a good idea to just stream. Lots of people still watch Minecraft videos.
Yeah. Me and the kid playing would be fun.
Yeah, it'll be great.
That's all I've been doing.
Awesome.
Yes.
Yeah.
I've been watching someone playing Fallout 76 earlier.
Oh, yeah.
When he finally fixed his stream, I watched him anyway.
when Paul finally got around to fixing his stream.
Just playing too much, he was. Yeah. It's exactly the same as the beta. He's doing exactly the same stuff as I was doing. It's really bizarre. Because I was going, what you need to do is go and do this. So it's quite funny.
Yeah. That's amazing.
Mm.
And your thoughts, does it look any better?
It looks the same. I can't see any difference to what I was playing.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no story. It's just go to find this guy, and then you talk to this guy, then you get some water, and then you have to decontaminate the water. And there's like timed events happening. I forgot to say about the timed events, which happened. So you have like 10 minutes to go and clear a room or an area. Yeah.
Interesting.
Just, yeah, I don't know.
Do you think maybe they're going to release this game now, get everyone playing, and then like in a week or two, they'll be like, oh, we're just dropping a massive story patch
they
or something.
They have to do something. I think they have to do something because as it's just going to be Rust.
Yeah.
And there's only so many people that play Rust.
Yeah.
And they play it and they get obsessed, but there's only so many people do it.
Yeah. I mean, Fallout's always been, like the main quest has always been kind of meh and the side quests are where it really shines.
Mm.
So if there's no side quests...
It's all side quests though.
All of it, okay.
Yeah, there's no main quest, there's all side quests. But the side quests are like, go and visit Bob and Bob will give you some water. Go and clean Bob's water and give it back to him.
That sounds incredible.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, yes. Man. So go clean Bob's water.
Yeah, clean Bob's water. Yes. I don't know. It was fine, but I wouldn't go and pay $110 to go and play it, or $250 pay it and we'll buy a new hat.
Yeah. Get a real life hat.
Get a real life hat and play Rust.
Yeah.
Yeah. Although, actually, today, interestingly, because Destiny 2 is free, I was being questioned by a bunch of PC players on how to play Destiny and whether it was worth playing or not.
Oh, yes.
And how many people do you need in a team to play it? And I was like, and there was three of them talking. It's like, you three guys go and do a strike. You'll have fun.
Yeah, definitely.
But I said also, if you give me one of your laptops, I can jump into it and give you the ropes and run you around. So I can show you how to play it and tell you what, you know, so you don't get lost and confused and just, just go and do missions together.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah, four-man missions would be great fun.
So you just sealed your Destiny.
Yes, that's right. Their Destiny 2.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah, so that was quite a cool conversation. So I was like, well, you need to give me something I can play, because my laptop's useless, so I'll never play the new Destiny on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. There was a decent, powerful laptop on the desk. I was like, just let me have that for a bit, and I'll show you around. I shall be your guide.
That's awesome.
That's where cross-play or something would be really good.
Yeah.
Or at least getting your character to it as well.
Well, yeah, just cross-progression.
Mm.
So like jump on a PC and go, oh, here's my character.
Imagine jumping on my Titan and go, look, guy, this is how you can look.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is what you can do.
Look at me and then all you need to do is just flex.
Exactly, just stand there. Emotion. I can do some brushing or something. Oh.
Or the eating pasta one. The spicy ramen emotion. Be fantastic.
I think that's it.
That is it. So that was our quick XO 18 sort of recap. Lots of cool, exciting news. I had a thought about
the going to Mexico next time it's on.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay,
definitely.
Cool.
That's a good plan. Yeah. After all, it's a business expense. But Ninja Theory, the guys that make Hellblade, if they brought back Scalebound and they got given the IP for Scalebound.
So someone said that online.
Yeah, I did.
Was it you then? Yeah. I saw that somewhere. Where was you?
I said it in the Discord because I heard someone say, wouldn't it be cool if Ninja Theory did a scale bound or something like...
Or something, I picked it up, yeah.
Yeah, or like the guy was going through the different IPs that Microsoft owns that they could have brought back or that they could do like a sort of a... And he was just going through like, if they'd done like a Gears of War in the style of...
So was it an RPG? Was it supposed to be an RPG or was it just you fly around and drag and kill stuff?
It looks like it was supposed to be an RPG.
Because that's Perfect for Obsidian, isn't it? That's what they do.
Yeah, but I mean, you want to give it the gritty feel that Ninja Theory did, you know?
True.
Obsidian are great with sort of the...
Baldur's Gate.
Baldur's Gate type grit. But you want the whole feel of riding a dragon, you know?
Yes.
Now, Ninja Theory doing that would be awesome.
Yes.
And Microsoft owns the Scalebound IP.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
they could just give everything that they have... To Ninja Theory.
Go make it work.
Be like, here's your next project. Use what you can use. Scrap what you can't. At the end of the day, make it fun and awesome and gritty.
Yes. And dragons.
And dragons. Four-player co-op dragons. That's all.
It's like Sea of Thieves, but with dragons.
Yes.
Imagine whoever.
That'll be fantastic.
Yeah.
That's all I want. It's just
going to be scalebound. So you have like all your weather on Azure.
Yeah.
And you fly around a dragon.
That'd be amazing.
What else do you want?
Exactly. Like, and then the world could be procedurally generated.
You could have it with the Sea of Thieves, so you can go after pirates. Just do a crossover.
Oh, complete crossover. It would look amazing.
Amazing, yes.
Although the dragon style doesn't really fit in the Sea of Thieves style.
It's fine. It's a game. It's okay.
It'll just work.
It'll work. Make it work. Game of Thrones has dragons.
Yeah, that's true.
There you go.
Gritty dragons.
Gritty dragons. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Just Grogu's quite angry.
Yeah. They're all very angry, it looks like.
Yes.
So that's our show for this week. If you want to keep up to date with what we are doing as the Xbox Cast, be sure to follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Xbox Live. We have the links in our episode description down below, normally. Yes. That's where these things hide. But individually, Lee, where can they find you?
Individually. That's an interesting word. I am individually on Xbox and Mixer and Twitter under Lee Howard. Lee, L-E-E-H-O-W-A-R-D.
One word.
One word.
It's almost like your real name.
It is almost like my real name. But if you Google me, a singer comes up and like a gamer or something. Like there's no, I don't exist online. So it's quite bizarre.
Oh, that's amazing. Maybe you should try exist online for a bit.
I don't want to. I'm fine.
I'm fine on my Xbox and Mixer. Xbox,
yes.
And Twitter. Simone, who did not join us tonight, she is JimBean44 on Twitter and Xbox.
And Mixer.
And soon to be Mixer.
Has she got an account set up yet?
I think so.
Yeah.
Okay. It's a very sneaky account.
Oh, doesn't get used much.
No, it doesn't get used much. She wants, her idea is to stream with friends in a party because then she thinks she can be funny.
Did she play Spyro today?
Yes.
Did she do Leave the House?
No, I don't think so.
Excellent.
I saw a bit of Spyro this morning.
Is it cool?
My word, I want to play it so really? Badly. It's so colourful, so pretty.
Yeah.
Like, I was just watching Simone play going, this game just makes me want to play. And you could finish the first game in about 2-3 hours.
Wow, okay.
Because remember, it's a short game.
Yeah, yeah.
Play it as a kid. And
how many games? Three games?
Three games. Trilogy. Three games in one. Only one game on the disc. It's a bit...
Okay.
Yeah. Right. It's a bit annoying. So 40 gig download.
Of course.
It's been normal. But yeah, it looks good.
It's actually a cheaper game. It's $80, isn't it?
Yeah.
Although I saw someone complaining that it's actually $40 US, which is about $50 New Zealand.
Yeah.
And they're selling it for $80.
And yeah, you can get it in Australia for, I think, 44 Australian.
Really?
Yeah.
Jeez.
It's double the price, yeah.
That's amazing.
For just putting on a plane and flying it over a few
Not
seas.
Even digital. You can buy it digitally, surely.
Yeah, and it's the same price as here.
Wow.
It doesn't go down. Lame. Producer Paul, he's Hippo HQ, currently streaming Fallout 76 on Mixer.
Yes.
And probably will be for the rest of his life.
Yes, we've lost him. Goodbye, Paul.
Bye, Paul. Great knowing you. Let us know when you reach the 100 and fall out.
He has got a cool helmet, though.
Yeah, he's got the real life power armor helmet.
Yes.
That I put on today.
Oh, did you put it on as well?
I put it on. You can see my eyes through it. It's very weird.
That's odd. Did you put on the Pip-Boy as well?
No, it's a bit too extreme.
Whatever. You want to do it, though.
Yeah, totally. Totally. It'll be fantastic. And you can find me at Zarcrius, X-A-R-C-R-I-U-S, on Twitter, Facebook, Mixer, and Xbox Live. Don't know why I said Facebook. That just kind of slipped in there. But
don't find him on Facebook.
Yeah, no, don't.
He's got a really dodgy Facebook account.
Yeah, my Facebook is super dodge.
Mm.
Don't look at it, whatever you do. But yes, mix of stuff.
Yes.
I'm going to, once my computer's all formatted and ready to go, I'm going to play the Solus Project and stream that.
Okay.
Because I really enjoyed that game when I jumped into it for a bit.
Hmm.
And just stream that on Mixer for a bit. See how it goes.
Okay.
I'll send you a message. Come watch me. Be my fan.
I shall give you abuse.
Excellent. So yeah, we have been a smaller Xbox cast tonight.
Yes.
But we will still see you on Xbox Live because that's where we live.
It is, yes. And actually, Discord.
Oh, yes.
We've got a Discord place.
Go to our website, if you're listening to it, www.thexboxcast.co.nz. We have a little bot with our Discord that if you click on it, you can join our Discord and talk to us during the day.
Yes.
About random things.
And we're in there all the time.
All the time. Often complaining about Windows 10 updates.
Yes. Not finding ISOs for stuff.
Yeah. And just being general game and geekiness going on. So join our Discord. It's open up.
Matt is in there.
Matt's great.
Yes, he's awesome. I don't think he does anything else, though. He's always in there.
He's always talking in Discord, so he must have a fantastic job.
Yes.
Maybe his job is Discord.
Maybe. Maybe he's a secret Discord owner.
Ooh.
Exciting. And we need donations as well.
Yes, on the website is
Paul is moving to a big studio and he wants some money.
Yes. Paul's moving.
And he's asked us for the money and we're poor. So
we have no money.
So you need to help.
We have such little money. Our website's probably going to disappear next year.
We'll just do it on paper. It'll be fine. Yeah, we'll post it to people.
Write us checks. Just leave the amount blank. We'll fill it in for you.
It'll be fine. We'll look after it. Don't worry.
Oh, we have been Carl and Lee on the Xbox Cast and we'll see you soon.
Good night.